are now. A bedroom. We need to be quiet. Lady Lamington is writing to her husband's mother in London.
Dearest, the mail goes today, so I send this scrawl to tell you of our safe arrival. It will take ages to settle here. The heat is fearful and the mosquitoes too dreadful. Even with curtains we are devoured. This is a dear little house, but so small. Hardly vice-regal. Rather a bore. It is furnished too dreadfully, like a second-rate lodging. Not even a chest of drawers anywhere. There used to be everything here, but they sold it all off.
Can you imagine the shock of life in the colonies for the Lamingtons? Socially, they were very upper echelon, even connected to the royal family.
It is frightfully hot, even in the bedroom, but cooler than the utter onslaught one meets outside. I look out from the veranda onto the broad river. The government yacht Lucinda is berthed below.
You moderns should remember that in 1896, Government House had a clear view to the river.
I see from here the town across the river, and high cliffs with a red-tiled church on top. Some Philistines paint advertisements on the cliffs, but it remains a lovely view. Upon arrival, I inspected all of the house, so excited to be mistress of what we were told was a grand enterprise. It was freshly done up for us, but I found a brown plush top to the bed in my bedroom and peacock blue plush portieres and curtains in the drawing room, in our private rooms, where our souls need most to feel comfort and at peace. Your son said to me, "It is hopeless to make this house nice. What shall we do?" I said, "Don't despair. We'll try what can be done." I told the man in charge I do not care for plush for the everyday. Would he get chintz covers? He said none was to be had in all Brisbane, but brown Holland covers would serve nicely. I could not conceal my dismay, which may have given him new purpose, for he said if I could find chintz, the government would let us have covers of it. Imagine this little man giving me his permission to have chintz in my own rooms! Well, I undid the peacock green plush, and in its place arranged bits of other curtains I had found in the house, and disposed of that brown plush bed top. So the house by degrees grows pretty, with varnished floors and basket tables and chairs in the hall, and aboriginal weapons around the walls. With the front door open, we have a most pleasant breeze on the hottest days. How strange that our summer will be your winter. What a topsy-turvy world.
How topsy-turvy, too, that the most socially prestigious of Queensland's governors is remembered for a cake. A Lamington. Oh, dear. Life is complex.